Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice. And I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode.
Hey, good evening. It's Thursday, 6:12-ish, and it is the club, the 6:12 club. Welcome to tonight's broadcast, and the one word dedicate this broadcast to is consistency, and it is something I have spoken to before. If you look back at episode 50, I spoke about the importance of consistency, and it has really come forwards again because we have noticed some discrepancies, some inconsistencies in some of the ways that our patients are being treated with the hospitals. I have my own clinic, but I still use hospitals to do my surgery. And when patients go to the hospitals, we're finding that sometimes they are getting a lot of communication with the hospital to let them know their admission time, to let them know when they're supposed to start, where they're supposed to get to, and they're sent out adequate information. Sometimes they don't hear anything. Sometimes they only hear about it the day before. Sometimes it's a week before. Sometimes the hospitals will, I'll do a list of patients, two or three patients on a list, and I always will arrange all my follow-ups. Every now and then, one patient will get a follow-up at the hospital, which I don't want them to go and see the hospital nurse there, but it only happens to one of them, but not the others. And it always makes me feel better when I realize big companies are not very good at being consistent, because these hospitals are big organizations. But at the same, because it's a huge opportunity for us as just sort of one-man bands to separate ourselves from them, because I think it really is important to be consistent. And I can feel it myself, the frustration when you realize someone's got a really good a service and got a lot of information from the hospital in a timely manner prior to their operation, whereas another person didn't hear anything and doesn't know when to pay and doesn't know how to pay and doesn't know when to come in and hasn't heard anything. And it doesn't take much. It just takes some thought. And you need to think about two aspects. One aspect is what actually you're going to say. And that involves thinking about what the ideal pathway is. Think about the ideal pathway. When would be the ideal time that you would contact a patient to let them know about their admission time and their staff time, etc.? And then the second aspect is then putting in a process that will make sure that the information is delivered to that patient at that time. And it just requires you to step back and to think about how you can put in a process to make the your practice more streamlined. Because what you will find, and if you think about it yourself, in your own experience of stuff in life, we like to know what we're getting. We like to know there's comfort in consistency. And it doesn't actually have to be good. I mean, I'm not saying don't be good. If it's good and consistent, even better. But you just have to look at McDonald's. You just have to look at Costa and Starbucks and Halfords and B&Q and goodness knows what. You just have to look at all these places. You know what you're going to get. And so they are busy, because you're not going to get a surprise. You go to Bob's Burgers. I just saw that on the TV guide list. There's a program with Bob Burgers. But anyway, you go to a burger joint or a coffee shop. It might be fantastic. It might be terrible. You don't know. And we like to know what we're getting. So we like the feeling of consistency. But also, what is really crucial and what is very you need to be very aware of is the power of referral. I probably don't need to tell you that. You know, we all rely on referrals. And whilst one of the big messages I give to prospective doctors is that you cannot build a sustainable practice just on referrals, because most doctors rely very heavily on referrals. I rely heavily on referrals, to be fair. You can't only rely on referrals. You need to distance yourself from that and get some systems in place so that you can actually generate inquiries and generate leads without relying on referrals, because referrals is difficult to control. But nevertheless, you should be aware that referrals are probably your best source of leads, of good quality leads. If you are giving an inconsistent service, if sometimes you send out appointment reminders, sometimes you don't, sometimes it's an email, sometimes it's a text, sometimes you phone up after the appointment to see how they're getting on, sometimes you don't, patients will find it more difficult to recommend you. You know, if you're gonna, you know, you were quite easy to recommend McDonald's or Burger King or B&Q or Halfords, because you know exactly what experience someone's going to get, whichever of those, whichever store they go into across the country. But if the stores are allowed to run their practice the way they liked and didn't have a set layout, didn't have a set thing that they sold, didn't have a set way that they dressed or treated the customer, you would be very, it would be very different whether you could recommend that particular Halfords, because you don't know if the Halfords in York is going to be the same as the Halfords in Penzance, because they might be completely different. But we can feel comfortable not only recommending them or going to them, because we know that, you know, whichever one you go into, wherever it is in the country or probably the world, I don't know, the South is a worldwide thing, but anyway, you're going to get a similar experience. So in order for people to refer you, they have to have been given a consistent experience and a consistent service. You need to, as I said, I spoke about this in Chapter 50. Michael Gerber spoke about this in his book, The E-Myth, The Entrepreneur Myth, when he went and got a haircut and had a fantastic experience one day. Then when he got his haircut next time, it wasn't quite so good. And then another time it wasn't. You know, there's inconsistencies with it. So it's very hard to recommend that, because whilst one time you had a great experience, you know, the next time wasn't quite so good. And, you know, you need to have build consistency into your practice. And if you're going to build consistency in your practice, you need to have processes. You need to think about what that ideal communication with the patient is, what the ideal thing you should give in terms of drinks, when you give them, how you give them, how you serve them. These should be thought about in terms of the clinic appointment. These should be thought about and laid out and laid down, so that it doesn't matter if you've got a good receptionist or a good secretary or a bad secretary, when someone comes to clinic, they're going to get a consistent service. They're always going to be offered the same thing. They're always going to go and get their height and weight check. They're always going to get, however it's done in a consistent manner every single time. When someone phones up the clinic, you're going to get a consistent delivery of service, a consistent delivery of information. So you need human beings to deliver the service and to deliver the information, but it needs to be backed up with processes, and processes are normally reside in software. So you need some kind of software to back it up with a system of, this is how we do it, this is how we treat people when they come to clinic, this is how we treat people when they inquire, this is how, what happens once someone has a procedure. And it needs to be laid out and put down in a process. There's so many benefits. Not only will you give patients a better experience, well, not only will you make it easier for patients to refer their friends to you, but you'll also be developing this asset that will then be something you can pass on to your colleagues or your successor when you retire, because you can say, this is how we treat people here. This is what we have. So that is then an asset. But the main reason is because if you want to give an excellent service, you need to build in consistency. But don't be daunted by the excellent thing. You know, it just needs to be consistent first, and then think of how can we make it better. But just little things about how you treat people when they come to the clinic, or when they inquire, or when they have a procedure. Think of what the ideal way to contact them. For instance, does the nurse give them a phone call at 2 days post-operatively, and then they have a dressing clinic at 7 days? Do they get a text when they get home after their surgery with the emergency numbers and who to contact, etc.? Or whatever it is, just map it out, whatever you think the ideal situation is, and then put in a process so that that happens every single time when someone has an operation the next day or whatever, that text gets sent or whatever it may be. Consistency is absolutely key. I know I said it in episode 50, and I know we're in episode 77 now. You heard me, 77. But it is something that I will probably come back to again and again, because it is an absolutely key component of building a business, which, let's face it, this is what it's all about. And it's not long before I'll be able to have my book in my hands to say, look, mind your own business, how to turn your medical practice into a business rather than just a job. That book is on its way. Anyway, I'm digressing. Consistency is key. Get out there and get consistent and build some processes into your practice. Good luck. See you next Thursday. Same time, same place.